We have not scratched the surface of what the mind can do. Well, I like that sentiment. And we haven't scratched the surface of what we can do here at KGNU. The possibilities are endless.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. John Cage said something really interesting. He said, all sounds are possible.
I love it.
Yeah. So I think about that every now and then. Okay. Which ones have we not heard yet? Yeah. So you're listening to Under the Floorboards on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We have an entire crew here, and I also believe we have Theodore, who's in the Denver studio.
Yes, I'm here in Denver. I'm here in Denver, scratching the surface of my brain.
is it itching?
No, but I scratch it anyway. It seems to be good for it.
Okay, well, how's it going down there?
Oh, it's warm. It's warm in here.
Okay.
But we are in Denver here. It's in the middle of Denver. I'm not sure what neighborhood this is, but it's in the Santa Fe district, the art district. That's why we get all arty here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that explains it. So but anyway, thanks for joining in on the show and calling in. So I was going to start out with a track by Negative Land called The ABCs of Anarchism. And I understand you have a few tracks queued up as well.
Yes, I have a few tracks to illustrate anarchy and to not illustrate anarchy, to have kind of the yin and yang of anarchy.
I see.
You never knew that anarchy had a yin and yang, did you?
If you're against anarchy, what are you for?
You're a statist.
Yeah. Okay, and we have an entire crew here in the studio in Boulder, and everyone's
either
involved.
That or you have a stick up your butt. I'm sorry, I was interrupted.
Okay, yeah, well.
I'm just being anarchic.
I'm glad. Well, we have some relatively newcomers to Under the Floorboard, so I'm glad, Theodore, that you're here to kind of pass the torch and introduce everybody properly.
Lead them astray.
Yeah. Well, that's the wrong way. So that's what you're supposed to do. Okay. So why don't we go around the room and say who we are?
I'm Sean. I go as Bob Cosmo sometimes as well. I do. Yeah. I'm on Under the Floorboards with these guys. Who else we got?
I'm Mikey, and I go by Mikey. And Jamie to the right of me. He brought me here and introduced me to this crazy world of you crazy people. So, thanks.
Hey, this is not Jamie. This is Eraserhead, and I am a veteran of Under the Floorboards. I've had two shows under my belt, and I've crushed every single one of them. Yeah. You can't even find them anymore. They're gone.
They're in the recycling bin.
Yep.
Well, they were.
Or actually, they're probably on the archive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find them there as well.
Yeah.
Composting, so, degrading.
Well, we are in a pledge drive, and actually I want to say that we have a special premium, and that special premium is the recording that I made of your last show, Theodore, when you were in Denver, which I call Penultimate Peculiarities. See, I can't even say it.
Peculiarities.
Thank you. Well, I need you to say it. See, that's the thing. Okay, you say that with penultimate first.
Penultimate? Yeah. You had to challenge me on that. Penultimate. Penultimate? Ultimate. Penultimate. Yes. Penultimate peculiarities.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because you did peculiarities so much better without the penultimate.
Hmm.
Okay, so this is, kind of going along with the theme of Under the Floorboards. So we have this theme of anarchy. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Theodore. What does anarchy mean to you?
Well, at a gut level, it kind of means chaos, disorder, confusion. But the real definition is a state of society without government or law. That's what the anarchists, the serious anarchists, want.
Okay.
Not us mischievous anarchists.
I see.
We just want disorder.
Okay, very good. Well,
I kind of want disorder of the brain.
Yeah, well, you're good at that. Okay, and then you tied in, you talked about under the floorboards and you connected it to the insect world. So why don't we need a little bit of education on what does that mean? What is the insect world?
Well, I've always envisioned under the floorboards as being for the insects of society, people, personages that cannot find any kind of outlet in any sort of normal social situation, in any kind of normal media, in anything that's deemed normal in any way. You know, there's people who just don't want that. They don't want normality, and so they seek other things. And that's what I'm always felt that we were giving them, the experimental side of things, the side of things that just doesn't fit in. It's the square peg of the round hole of society.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then. That explains a lot right there. Okay. And like
that explains a lot.
Yeah, it really does. It sheds some light. Thank you, Fyodor. Can we go around the room? Anybody want to add a few comments?
I see anarchy as the iron on patches from Hot Topic and adolescent teenage imbalance.
Which is very important for the world. We need lots of imbalance. We're going to survive.
Things would just kind of stop if there was no imbalance.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think of it, I mean, I steal from Fyodor the freedom from someone telling me what to do.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, you know, in music, though, there is an entire history of people wanting to not create traditional music with melodies and rhythms and measures and that kind of thing, going back really to the early 20th century that I'm aware of. So it's interesting that we resonate with sort of the non-music, the sound, the noise, the deconstruction, and in a sense. Most of the music, I think pretty much all the music that Little Fyodor and everybody else plays on Under the Floorboard is anarchy in relation to music.
You know,
not following the rules.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Or if you think about...
Doing what you wanna.
Exactly. Or if you think about the freedom of music in terms of the coordination between musicians themselves, like with free improv music... Whoa, like this music that we got going on in the studio right here.
That was good.
That was good. Was that me? Yeah. Am I doing that?
I think this was
we're in rock and roll B.
Somebody's reverbing.
Yeah.
This is Reverb Central.
But yeah, I mean, with free improv music, you get people working together and trying to collaborate and support one another without trying to dominate one another. And I guess that's exactly what an anarchistic system would look for. People, no power, no rigid power structures, no... People writing
no
charts.
Hierarchy.
Exactly, people working together and freely expressing themselves.
Yeah, more of that tribal living idea, returning to our roots of how humans learned how to get along.
Yeah,
in the first place.
Yeah,
and we've forgotten a lot of that.
Yeah.
So
speaking of getting along.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to play the ABCs of Anarchy. So we'll see what Negative Land has to say. They're a very clever group, and they were definitely anarchists. They were very much outspoken against violence and against guns and against organized religion, governments, and anything else that was overly structured. So we're going to hear that. And we are on a pledge drive. So what do people do? What number should they call now?
Yes, 303-449-4885. You can go online, kgnu.org, if you don't hear anybody picking up. Go online. We're here in the studio. So go online if you need to.
Yeah. So, Fyodor, so after this track's over, it's 12 minutes and 50 seconds if you're counting, then we'll jump on the horn and then you can take over and do a little medley of whatever you do or don't want to do down there.
I'll take over, all right.
Okay. The ABCs of Anarchy by Negative Land.
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, anarchist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio. I get one. You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because I
guess
think
what?
That it is well that you should know all
whatever
about it.
Whatever people want is true, even if it isn't.
Your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. Oh, got it?
Guess what?
Say, how can you make a statement? It's true, even if it isn't.
Wrong.
Because they may come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it isn't? Who can say it isn't?
Country Bunny
Teletubbies
Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from Oakcourt Mall. The
Teletubbies
Children's Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from
Teletubbies
Mall.
Certain men getting their way.
The Anarchy
Children's Boutique, located in Bunny Country. Bunny Country.
never promoted some kind of cliché anarchy and rebellion stance, obviously, in our direct, in our music or whatever.
But just hold on a minute.
But hold on a minute. Just hold on. Wait. Before I can tell you what anarchism is...
Conclusion?
Just never ending, you know? They're just going to continue until they win and beat us down into a pulp.
We won't let that happen.
Well, what a bunch of jerks.
I get knocked down.
Well, we won't let that happen.
Well,
I get. At its best moments, this nation has always found its true source of political energy.
Well,
among those citizens in unexpected places.
Well,
who took it upon themselves to act.
Conclusion?
What a bunch of jerks.
Would they prefer anarchy?
Give force to A, B, or C?
Would they prefer anarchy?
Thought to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not law, their disorder, or chaos. Anarchy is not down.
Being involved in something like this, I tell you, it can strip the hope right out of you. You start really looking the beast in the face day after day. And you see what the problems are. And you do all those kinds of good things you're taught to do. You write and you call your member of Congress. You write letters to the editor. You go out and vote. It makes no difference.
Anarchism, actually, is the opposite of all of that.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be.
Tinky Winky.
Sing songs that remind him of the good times.
All the Teletubbies were feeling very, very happy.
Think. No, I don't keep it under the sink.
I know no country in which there is so little true independence of mind and freedom of discussion as in America.
What I think we ought to do is get rid of everyone we got in there and straight out. Even Republican or Democrat.
Clean house.
We got to get something to change the system somehow. I don't know how.
You must avoid the government of democracy.
Would they prefer anarchy?
The founding fathers hated two things. They hated democracy and they hated monarchy. And they saw to it that we would have neither.
Anarchism means that you should be free. That no one should enslave you, rob you,
just have to remember,
or impose their will upon you.
Whatever people think is right, even if it isn't.
Hey, well, then tell me what's right.
What's right? What's right? If you don't know what's right is, then you don't belong in this country. That's what's destroying our country. A lot of damn flapping mouths.
This doesn't matter.
No violence.
This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
No monopoly.
This doesn't matter.
No poverty.
How can they not expect the government to regulate us?
No oppression.
Because we can't regulate ourselves.
And no taking advantage of your fellow man.
Somebody has to. No?
The ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created.
Fundamentals says feelings are facts. Feelings are facts. The perception lies in the eye of the beholder.
sir.
Don't you know the difference between up and down?
Oh, sure.
I get up.
I don't think you do.
No?
But I know something that might help you.
I get up.
Well, I know a song all about up and down.
Conclusion?
Drinks a whiskey drink. Drinks a vodka drink. Drinks a water drink.
If you succeed and achieve your goal with people, great. The strategy worked. If not, switch your viewpoint. There are no absolutes. Turn to some different people. Remember that whatever they think is right, even if it isn't. Then try again. Conclusion?
It is evident to all alike that a great revolution is going on among us. But there are two opinions as to its nature and consequences.
Conclusion?
It says a great deal positively about the
I don't think you'd find many citizens in the street who would agree with the positive aspects of the...
Would they prefer anarchy?
Conclusion?
This is your friendly, stupid weatherman reminding you that when they can't have their anarchism, I have to make it right for them. Every time. How about that?
Would they prefer anarchy?
I don't know.
That was the ABCs of Anarchy by Negative Land. Theodore, what did you think of that track?
That was quite a lesson. I learned all about it.
You did?
The
okay.
The beauty and wonder of anarchism.
Yeah, well, and I understand you have a few tracks with the anarchism theme.
That relates to it in one way or another, and but before I get to that, I'd like to thank Kashka, my friend Kashka, that I know originally through the Taints. They're a band. They're a rockin' band. But Kashka, I played bass with the Taints, and quite a bass player she is, and she pledged to become renewing member of
certainly
at that, KGNU.
That works, yeah. Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, that's, thank you, Kashka.
Yeah, thank you, Kashka. And that opportunity is available to anyone out there. Just give us a call, 303-449-4885, or you can pledge online, put a vote for Under the Floorboards and Little Fyodor and Buddha Bomb.
Or even if you don't want to vote for us, just pledge anyway.
Well, sure.
Because we need your support.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wouldn't mind the votes, too. But.
If you like this programming, or even just like the idea of it, the theoretical concept of it, please help us out.
Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we move on? Let's hear what you have lined up. What's up next?
First, I'm going to start off with something that's the exact opposite of anarchy. This is music that's all about control. It's called Cleanliness and Order by Boyd Rice and Daniel Miller off the Darker Scratcher compilation LP from 1980. And this kind of describes what the total lack of anarchy is about. And then we're going to get a little bit more anarchic after that. But first, here is Boyd Rice and Daniel Miller with Cleanliness and Order.
As you lie there and listen to my voice,
You know that I am your friend, and so you can rest now. You will listen to my voice, and you will remember everything I say, because you know we love you, we want you, and we need you, and your family is very proud of you. You will listen to my voice, and you will rest quietly. You can do everything I tell you, and remember everything I tell you. You know we love you, and we want you, and we need you, and you are safe in our care. So when you are happy, we are proud of you. All children stop something each day to wash themselves, because everyone looks so good when they are clean. And you are clean and careful, because you want to be clean. How nice you look, and how proud everyone is of you. New toys look so nice, and new clothes look nice. And you like to help by keeping your things as nice and clean as they should be. And the best way to keep your things that way is to always put your things away when you are through playing with them. You can be real proud of yourself and real proud that your things are nice and clean and always put away. Then everyone will know that you are growing up. Yes, you can be sure that when you pick up your things and try to keep yourself clean, that you are helping. You are growing up. You are happy that you can help. You are so happy you are growing up. You like growing up. Everyone has things they like very much. And you do too. And when everyone sees how well you keep your toys and things, your whole family will be proud of you. Yes, proud that you can do all the things they want you to. You will be happy.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Hubba Dubba.
Because the time of God. antique. Am I an anarchist? Know what I want, but I know how to get. Wanna destroy passers-by. Wanna be
start walking. That's it, Boots. You just keep right on walking.
That's right, that's right. Keep on walking, Boots. That's the one and only, the great Mrs. Miller. And I chose that as an example of anarchy because that was the result of the producer of this record pranking Mrs. Miller and doing something, creating something other than what she originally wanted, because she, at least according to her, they picked out the worst things that she did to exemplify her badness, because that's what they thought she was best at, was badness. And so she became a star of bad music as a result of the producer doing this, and she was very insulted by that, from what I understand. She didn't think that's, you know, what she wanted at all. But it's sort of like the result of somebody doing the exact opposite of what they were supposed to do to create something very particular.
Mm, okay. Well, I found it kind of a cheerful tune myself. So, Little Fyodor, you've been on the air for how long?
Oh, man. 35 years.
35 years. And how many Under the Floorboard shows do you think you've hosted in those 35 years?
Three, four. Well, I don't have a calculator here. Figure at least 20 a year. So at least 700.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
it boggles my mind. And I don't even have much of a mind to be boggled.
The floorboards must be bursting with all those shoes.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of, you know, kind of jumping under your feet.
Yeah, well, all the time. So we have some of us
and
here.
I should say that before I played that. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been doing Under the Floorboards for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years. I don't know if you remember, but I've definitely have some shows back to like 2001 or so. So I've been actually really enjoying the format. Now, you started Under the Floorboards 35 years or so ago, Fyodor, and you were the only one who did Under the Floorboards for quite a while.
I did alternate with someone doing an experimental show for a while, someone named Brian Kraft. But he just considered his show Sleepless Nights. He didn't consider it Under the Floorboards. I probably should have twisted his arm and put a gun to his head and told him to call it Under the Floorboards. But I was too much into anarchism to do that. So I didn't do that. And he was doing experimental music, and we were alternating to start off with back in '82, and then he quit. And they started doing other things, alternating with me. The Lounge Hour, that's the only thing I can remember offhand. Maybe that was the only other thing.
Well, yeah, that alternated every other week you were on.
Right. Alternated with me doing Under the Floorboards.
Yeah.
And then finally we got the whole crew after that, yeah, of you guys.
Yeah. Okay, so now there's a rotation, and we actually have some new members of the rotation right here, and Eraserhead is one of them, and Eraserhead is going to be on next. I think somebody's already squeaking already. But anyway, what are you going to play for us, Eraserhead?
I'm going to play a track I sort of farted together. It's all of the acapellas by the group Death Grips on top of each other with a reading of a John Cage poem called Untitled Anarchist Poem, read by a text-to-speech synthesizer and then manipulated by myself.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting.
It's not.
Yeah, well,
you're the DJ and artist both at the same time.
Yeah, I'm more of a cobbler.
Yeah, Okay. And then
Pizza Cherry.
Bricks.
After this next Eraserhead piece, we're going to hear something from Mikey. Mikey, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I brought in a track by a New York group called Todd Capp's Mystery Train. It's some guys that I've actually had the honor to play with, and they were the people that kind of talked to me and taught me about free improvisation and how that relates to the musical freedom we were talking about earlier in regards to anarchy. So we'll hear some free music. After that.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, well, take it away, Eraserhead.
Okay.
Come on. Shake it, can't take it, must break it, break it off there when I say bitch. Bitch! Bitch! I want it, I need it to make me feel heated. Shake it, can't take it, must break it off there when I say bitch. Bitch! Bitch! I want it, I need it to make me feel heated. Shake it, can't take it, must break it off there when I say bitch. Bitch! 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 I want it, I need it to make me feel heated. Shake it, can't take it, must break it off there when I say bitch. Bitch! I want it, I need it to make me feel heated. Shake it, can't take it, must break it off there when I say bitch.
All right. Yeah, we just heard two tracks. Last one by Mikey and the prior one by Eraserhead.
It was actually by Todd Capp's Mystery Train. I can't take credit for that one, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. So, we're having a great time on this Under the Floorboards, and our little Theodore's still with us, and he's going to take over for the remainder of the show. What you got going down there, Theodore?
Well, I'm going to next play a band from the Netherlands. I figure because they're European, they must be anarchists. Mm. I just kind of figure that. They're called Brokstal, and they feature a fellow named Jaap Blank, who performed at the Dona Lurita studio in Louisville, Colorado, several months ago that I witnessed and was quite impressed by and bought this CD from him. And it's him and a couple other Dutch people. And they're called Brokstal, and the CD is called Speechloos. And this piece, I don't think I can pronounce, but I'm going to try and make a fool of myself anyway. It's Papa Katepetl. Here's Brokstal. Now we'll go out with the Nihilist Spasm Band, because nihilism is kind of like anarchy to my mind, even though I'm sure if Mark Hostler was here, he'd set me straight. But here's the Nihilist Spasm Band, anarchizing out. Thank you. And that was the Nihilist Spasm Band. Okay. Here on KGNU Boulder and Denver and Fort Collins and Nederland. And now it's time for Sleepless Nights with Buddha Bomb.
Yeah, well, thank you, Fyodor. Well, thanks for coming down and helping us with the pledge show and under the floorboards and going along with the anarchy theme. I think that worked out really well.
I was bound to come down eventually.
Yes, I'm sure. But don't you think like that the music that you play and that all of us play on Under the Floorboards, in a sense, is anarchy in terms of breaking the rules of traditional music?
And existing in the space of pure volition, uncontrolled by outside forces.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's all about creativity and being able to do what we want to do. So that's what's so wonderful about it.
And I think it's pretty wonderful.
Yeah, very wonderful.
I think everyone would if they just gave it a chance. Just give anarchy a chance.
Yeah, well, think for yourself.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and only do what Fyodor or I tell you to do, like pledge for KGNU, but other than that,